Jack Kegel is in Islamabad, the first ever visit by a US Defense Secretary over the past 4 years. What brings him to Pakistan is continued unofficial blockage of the NATO supply line via northwestern routes of the country to Afghanistan. However, the central government in Islamabad has little control over autonomous northwestern provincial government. The regional government unofficially blocked the NATO supply routes last month to protest against the killing of thousands of civilians in US drone attacks in the country's tribal region bordering with Afghanistan.
We will continue these blockade until and unless there is assurance of stoppage of these drone attacks. These drone attacks are against all international laws, and we have seen that in collateral damages, kids have been killed, women have been killed, and this factor has been multiplying militancy instead of decreasing or reducing it.
The U.S. has also sought Islamabad's more active role in resuming talks with the Taliban in order to convince them to share power with other ethnic groups before foreign forces exit from Afghanistan.
I think it's going to be a very big setback for the Americans. I think there should be a negotiated settlement. Today also, if you look at Afghanistan, 24 provinces are not been ruled by the Kabul government. So it is a very complicated issue. I think they should take all the regional powers into confidence. All roads to Afghanistan, they lead through Pakistan.
Pentagon needs Islamabad the most not only to help it withdraw heavy equipments from Afghanistan, but also bring back Afghan Taliban on negotiating table. However, insistence by the U.S. to continue with illegal drone attacks could jeopardize the scheduled withdrawal of NATO forces from Afghanistan next year. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.